Summer Jam's the only place to be right now, because not only is it a beautiful day, not only is there going to be live music, but we're actually here backstage with the band. And I'm telling you, these guys had an opportunity, we'll say, to kind of scope out some of St. Joseph. So let's ask you guys, St. Joe, what have you seen so far? What have you been able to do?
It's a lot of chocolate stores and shops, like, which it smells really good downtown. So it was fun walking around and seeing that. And it's a beautiful town, man. Beautiful day.
Yeah.
We went to the toy store.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We got a game.
We bought Can Jam for the bus. Yeah. Have you heard of it? You throw the frisbee at the can.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a, you know, it can be kind of a drinking party game. I don't know.
See, we usually do a frisbee game where you put a beer bottle on top of a post.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so you guys are familiar with
that. Oh, we're familiar with that.
What was your favorite part about what y'all did before you came back down here?
We cruised out on the beach, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful day, but unfortunately, there's no swimming signs up, so we can't go get in the water. But yeah.
A little bit windy today, a little bit too high of a tide to be able to go out there. But you guys rolled in here. You were out in Iowa yesterday. What is your next scheduled performance? What does it look like here for the next couple weeks?
We go back to Nashville tonight after the show, and then I think we're in Florida on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So we're just kind of all over. We've been touring hard, you know, it's summertime, so we're kind of everywhere.
Okay. All right, so I want to play just a real quick game here real quick, because I love playing games when I do interviews. And I want to know, so you guys are familiar with, like, the Seven Dwarfs and that kind of stuff, all right? So I want to know, I want you guys to give yourselves titles like that for touring. So who is maybe the sleepiest one? Who's the one that does all that, all right?
Sleepy, oh, wow.
Sleepy, hungry, I mean, any of those.
Dopey.
I feel like I'm hungry.
Yeah, you're definitely hungry. We'll give Bill sleepy. I feel like you're,
grumpy.
You were the last one up today, so.
Yeah, I wanted grumpy, but you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man. What am I? I don't know.
Beardy?
Goofy? Hairy?
All right. Awesome. Ready? Want to...
Okay, well, this is my standard question I ask all my artists as we come through, so I know the listeners have been waiting for it, because I love the answers. Everyone's got backgrounds that are different. We're just going to go around with 1,000 horses here on Y Country. First concert ever, what was it for you?
Alan Jackson.
Nice.
Paul McCartney.
Cool.
Mine was Dixie Chicks.
All right.
Green Day.
Nice. Very cool. It's so cool. I mean, so many different influences come from so many different places, and it's one of those, you know, maybe it's something your folks took it to when you were a kid, or something like, hey, I finally went to my first concert, and that's it. And it's one of those things that everybody remembers. And the cool thing about our show here today, guys, this is one of those shows for a lot of people, because it's, I mean, the setting is unbelievable. A lot of people will bring their young kids because it's accessible and easy to come down and hang out, family friendly. So this could be, you know, 1,000 Horses could be when if they become famous someday and some radio clown asks them that same question, they may say 1,000 Horses.
That's true. I always think that's so cool when I see kids out in the crowd, because I think that sometimes. I'm like, man, they're going to remember that forever, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we all remember our first concerts in detail, you know, and I can't remember how. I was probably 6 or 7 years old. I mean, I wasn't that old, and I remember it like it was yesterday, man. It was awesome.
Cool. And Green Day, how was it?
It was incredible. I mean, if you haven't seen Green Day live, go see them.
Nice.
Nice.
Still putting on a great show.
Absolutely. And these guys as well. So, all right, we got to ask the standard people that are on the way getting ready to go too as well. What can we expect from the show tonight?
Man, it's just going to be, we always try to bring the party wherever we're at. So I think it's going to be a big party tonight. Everybody come on out.
Yeah. And I saw you guys are selling beer, so that's always good. So
we got
pretty good with 1,000 Horses.
There you go. Beer and Bud Light here on site tonight as well. And tunes. What's it like for you guys when you're up on stage to look out and see those fans sing along with the records that you guys recorded and wrote?
Man, I think that's something that you dream of as a kid. So for it to actually happen is incredible. I mean, you just make music and you just, you know, you make it for yourself, but you make it for other people, and you hope they like it and it's well received, and when it is, that's a beautiful thing.
All right. Favorite thing about the show?
About our show?
Yeah, or for you as a show. Is it the 10 seconds before you go on stage? Is it, you know, what is it?
Yeah, that's always an exciting part, you know, like the minute or so leading up, everybody gets really amped up. I mean, I'm excited. We're doing a lot more like four-part harmony stuff, which has been pretty fun. So we've got a few songs where we really do a lot of that.
Awesome, awesome.
All right, one final question I have to ask. If each one of you were to sing lead vocal on a song, any song, all right, what would you do?
What's the easiest one? I'm not the best singer.
The ABCs, maybe, might be a good
one. Happy birthday.
Well, I don't know. I guess my my go-to karaoke song is Alan Jackson, Chattahoochee. So
go
with that one.
That is a good one.
That is a really
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Nice.
Okay, we're going to go. So we got the Zars 505 after party, too. We might be able to see if we can work something out there. Or we're going to karaoke some night, all right? We're going to make that happen. That's a challenge.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah, I'd have to go with I was going to say happy birthday. Yeah. Actually, I can't sing happy birthday. I really can't.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right, well, perfect. This is 1,000 Horses. Again, Summer Jam 2017 is happening. We just opened the gates. People are coming in right now as we speak. And just so you guys know, you know, not any pressure, you guys have played, you know, some of the biggest you know, festivals and venues. This is probably the biggest crowd we've ever had at Summer Jam, and it's happening here to see you guys, okay? It's awesome. It's going to be cranking up. All right, so Summer Jam 2017, get out here. You do not want to miss it. It's brought to you by your neighborhood Michigan Ford dealers. And, of course, 20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country. Let's play some 1,000 Horses. And one that's not quite released yet, it's called Bridges with Matt Malone, Brad Allen, Lindsey Kay out here at Summer Jam 2017.